Shorei Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week, heading up into Pesach. So let's talk about two Pesach questions. A lot of people ask me, how do you handle lactate pills for Pesach? So there is a concern that lactate has chametz ingredients, and one could make the argument that they are not ruhi la'achilat kelev, they're not suitable for human consumption, canine consumption. You wouldn't give it to a dog. It's not food by any stretch of the imagination. So, and maybe the argument can be made by, like, there's a vanilla flavored one. That one actually tastes pretty good. Stay away from that actually year round and pass that. When it comes to medicine, comes to all these things, if you have a choice, choose the one that has the least taste, the worst taste. I remember when I go to the dentist, when they ask me which flavor I want, you know, for the flavoring, whatever they put in the water, whatever. So I say whatever tastes worse. Just is the worst tasting one, give. That's the one I'm interested in. So that's the general rule. But so I think you can actually chew them and have the on Pesach. However, there are people that want to be, they're not so sure what we consider to be achilat nifsal me'achilat kelev. It's not suitable for canine consumption. Actually, is suitable for canine consumption. Okay, I hear that. But here you have it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you swallow it, you're good, and you're totally fine. Even though Rav Avadya says that's only for people who are chole, shem mosakana, they have to have just a little bit of choli. It's not an issue. I think, you know, to go a whole 8 days or 7 days or whatever, 7.5 days without dairy, I think it's a bit much. I think this is certainly a tzorach. You can make an argument that it's a very good argument that it's not suitable for canine consumption. And certainly, you're going to take the pill. So bottom line, if you have your lactate, just take it with a pill and swallow it. And I think that's really the best way to handle it. Wishing everybody a great week. Ooh, actually, one other question. Sorry, almost premature ending there. Interesting, Moroccan, when a woman from Arkila asked a very nice question, but if Moroccans don't have rice on Pesach, and can they give it to children? So I think that's already okay, because the whole, not with checking, not with bothering with the checking, just with rice products. That it's one thing that the Moroccans have a minhag, you know, you're worried about the grain that's involved with it. Rabbi Levhar said it's a lot more mekel for Moroccans than for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim is like a really strong concern of the minhag of generations, the dorot. So you don't give the kidney out to the children. For Moroccans, it's a minhag, okay, but for the children, we need it. Small children really need it. So I think it could be makeup for Moroccans, for children to give them to give them rice products. That's my opinion. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.